Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. So we continue on in the Rambam, Perek Yudchai Sif Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam again had laid out, just so that we understand, five different categories of Lavin. The natural punishment for Lav is, of course, Malkos, but the Rambam enumerated five different categories of Lavin, whether it's a Lav Shein B'Maiser, a Lav Hanitak La'asei, a Lav Shebechlalos, a Lav Nitan La'tashlumin, a Lav Shenitan La'asaris Misas Bezdin, where a person isn't going to get Malkos, and the Kesef Mishnah adds the sixth, as it were, Lav Haba Michalase. So the Rambam here gets into the discussion where the Ravid has his objections based on perhaps different Oschaos in the Gemara about what Shitas Abayi is and what Shitas Rava is. But we'll see that the Rambam has actually, I guess this is somehow appropriate or fitting, different definitions of a Lav Shebechalos. So Ezo Lav Shebechalos, a Lav Echa Shekol Nyanim Harbek, Yigon Lo Sochlo Adam. Right, so the Rambam writes about in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shor HaShachi, the Rambam writes about in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sochel Al Adam, right, that it encompasses that there's no Sudas Havra for Misas Bezdin, that the Bezdin has to fast the entire day when they have a Gemara Din Lemisa, that there's no Achilas HaKarba, Nachi Yisro Kes Adam, there's Ben Sarah Mora Lo Sochel Al Adam, there's the idea of Behema Mifar Chases, Lo Sochel Al Adam, there's even the reference in the Gemara Brachos of Kodem Tzvilas, Lo Sochel Al Adam, fine. So this kind of Lav Shebechlalos doesn't get, you know, any Malkos whatsoever. V'chein, im nemar lo sasi devar ploni uploni, ho v'lo yichil lo lav, l'chol echad v'echad, v'en, ein lokin al kol echad v'echad, elim kein chalak osa b'lav in acherim. O nemar, mipi ha-shmua, shenechlik uke. It's like, kigon zeh, shenemar, al sochim en una, uvashal mivushal, ein oleka, loke al hanal, excuse me, v'am mivushal, shtayim al achas. So here, this is a lav shebechalos, where you get one. Even though the Torah says multiple violations, al sochim en una, Uvashel mevushal ki'im sliyesh. So there's the case of Mishnah that Advaz discussed, right? So one of the issues right there is that it's not sliyesh. Then the fact is that it's also na, or vashel mevushal, but because of the formulation, you only get one set of malchus. That's one ika de amre in the Gemara within Shitas Rava, is that not in oloka klal uklal, but in oloka ela achas. Uvechada shomer velechem vekali vecharm lo sochlu, right? Vechayev al shoshtan sholosh malchus mipi hashmu alamdu shazeh. L'chalik, right? The fact of the matter is that you would have thought it's the same structure as also chlumenuno v'ashal mevushal b'mayim kim sleish roshu al karav al kirbo. So what's the difference between that v'lechem akali v'char melo sochlu? But here it's just me piyashmus. The Rambam says in Tarshav al Petz explained that these are considered three distinct lavin. Arei nemar lo yimatzei b'cham mavir b'no v'itov eish kosim k'samim. Rambam bishaklal kol inyanim b'lav echad harei chalak osam lavin achem v'amar in other places. So the Rambam is trying to say is that there's a lav shebechalos like lo sochel al adam, which has so many different possible meanings. There's no malchus at all, and then there's these formulations which intrinsically are somewhat ambiguous as to whether, you know, each one is distinctive. Al sochli menulav v'ashal mevushal b'mayim kim sliyish roshu al karav al kirbo. There we understand that lokin echad. So that's where you'd get shalosh, because again, mipiyashmo. So what the Rambam is really saying is that within the framework of lav shebichlalos, there are multiple categories. The most extreme, right, is where there's no malchus entirely. Something modeled on lo sochlu al hadam, which covers so many disparate, divergent areas. So that is a kind of a category that doesn't require any malchus altogether. So the big question, of course, is for something like that, you know, why should that be so? And right, I think it's arguable that if the point really is that the chi of malchus is rooted in a violation of gzeiras hamelech and the kind of brazenness that comes along with this, right? How can a person possibly, you know, abrogate that? So maybe that gufa is the idea that if the lav has so many different possible interpretations. So on the one hand, it's much broader, right? It could cover five or six different areas on a daraisa level of lo sochel adam. Meidach gisa, right? It's more dilute in the sense that since it means all of these things, the violation of any one of them is less of a merit, less in that sense, you know, engendering malchus. And so to get malchus again, and this is part of the lamdos, maybe of you know, lav sheish b'maisa as well. that it really has to be a more direct act of merit, and without that component to it, so then it's very difficult to administer Malkos klal u klal.